It wasn't immigration, education, or even the budget. Thursday at the state capitol, much of the focus was on families. Representative LeVar Christensen wants it written in state law that a married heterosexual family with children is the fundamental unit of society supported by God.
I believe you'll see the validity of it and the fairness of it, but it's grounded in true principles.
But LGBT advocates, including Equality Utah's executive director Brandi Balkin, disagree and say several of Representative Christensen's bills are anything but fair.
We have concerns about the opportunity to really trump the state's Anti-Discrimination Act. We think that that's an unintended consequence and would have far-reaching implications that I think most Utahns wouldn't be comfortable with.
Democratic Representative Jackie Biskupski is the only openly gay representative currently serving in the legislature. She says year after year, her colleagues' bills seek to do more and more damage to the LGBT community.
His obsession with the LGBT community is kind of off the charts, and he works more diligently against the LGBT community than even Galbraith does.
Several of Christensen's bills speak directly to Biskupski, including one that could potentially nullify contracts between gay partners.
His bills are always targeted at the LGBT community. Of course, that impacts me. But I never look at his bills from a personal viewpoint. I look at them with regard to public policy and what's in the best interest of the community as a whole.
Since introducing his bills, Christensen has been busy with requests from media, constituents, and outside groups concerned with his proposals.
There are people, I think, who have preconceived ideas, and sometimes they jump to conclusions and they make harsh statements and false statements.
Equality Utah and Representative Christensen have already agreed to sit down and discuss the provisions of the bill over the next couple of weeks of the session. He was the author of Utah's voter-approved Constitutional Amendment 3, which declares that marriage is between a man and a woman. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.